And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just pulling pins on truth grenades. That's what we're doing. Brian from Huntsville texted in and says, so you went to Baghdad for the Wango Tango, but you missed the tango. Yes. There you go. Jim from Gunnersville checks it in, and he said, I saw Bob Hope's Christmas show in 1969 in Da Nang. Wow, how about that? Thank you for your service, Jim. Welcome home. Hey, so I can't jump in the topic yet. JP just reminded me we have the other piece of breaking news that I didn't get a chance to say anything about, because that's what we do on this show. We remain flexible because things happen. So if you have not heard, there is allegedly a hostage deal that has been agreed to between Israel and Hamas. It's a hostage deal, and it's not an end to the conflict. It's a hostage deal only. The details of it are still being put out, but here's the thing. And we put a post out on social media earlier. Obviously, this was going to happen. The hostage deal goes into effect on Sunday. Trump is inaugurated on Monday. Oh, okay. So it was all about the Biden administration's foreign policy that got this done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're already taking a victory lap.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you saw a video of Biden taking the question? He did that kind of sideways, crooked grin.
Yeah, it was at the end of his press conference announcing it. And as he's leaving, a reporter asks him, should Trump take credit for this or should you? And then he stops and does that slow turn with the little side smile he likes to do and goes, was that a joke? And it's like, no, dude.
No, it's not a joke. And that's exactly what it is. Trump made it very clear. If you don't release them before I'm inaugurated, all hell breaks loose. And guess what? The day before,
yeah,
they are allegedly going to have it go into effect.
There's already reports from Arabian sources that have been in the know and dealing with this, you know, trying to get a deal done, and said that the Trump envoy did more to sway Netanyahu to get a deal done in one day than Biden had done all year. Wow. So,
well, here's what we know about it. Ben Shapiro put out a good summary. He said, it is a hostage deal. It is not an end of the war deal. Phase one allows for the release of 33 hostages. The problem is we have over 100 we believe are still out there, but some reports suggest that only 23 are actually still alive. So I don't know. I don't know who's going to be released or not. Some of those are still Americans, by the way. He says the ceasefire is almost certainly temporary. It's not a permanent end of the war. Phase two of the deal is highly unlikely to ever materialize, Ben Shapiro suggests. And I would say never trust Hamas, so that's very likely true. The deal does not force Israel to alter their deployments in, you know, the Gaza region and all that. So what does that mean? Shapiro says, first of all, it means that some hostages will come home alive, which is a great thing. It would also have been excellent to get more hostages out. And second, it means the war is going to continue because, you know, Hamas has no control over Gaza anymore. And so all said and done, Trump's nominees, Ben Shapiro points out that the Israeli government, say that the Israeli government, the Trump team has squared the circle, basically. They came in and made it real clear. The deal's going to be this next week, so better get your act together. That's what I imagine. If I had to summarize it, that's what I imagine that the foreign policy team said. And, oh, by the way, we're going to be a little bit harder to deal with than what you've been experiencing. So, yeah, he points out, Ben Shapiro did, the Biden team undoubtedly wanted a permanent end to the conflict as a condition of hostage release, but Team Trump presumably told Hamas that was not going to happen. In other words, the Biden administration was saying, end the war, end the war, end the war, don't fight anymore, stop. Stop with the persecution of the poor, poor Palestinians. And Trump came in and said, no, just release the hostages. And I'd like to know what he means by all hell's going to break loose, but I'm pretty sure what he means is we're going to give Israel everything they need, including maybe a little assistance, to come in and level the rest of Gaza. All right, there's your breaking news. We got hearings going on, and we got a hostage deal in the works. We got Trump coming in next Monday, and we're coming right back with Modern Suffrage, Dipper number one. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.